Okay, we're going to get started. Tonight, we're going to read together as a faith family what's traditionally been called the Christmas story. That is the biblical account of Jesus Christ's incarnation, of God the Son becoming a man to dwell among us. We're going to read this together tonight as a faith family because it's important for us to keep the right focus throughout this holiday season. We can so easily get distracted, as we talked about on Sunday, by all the activities and the festivities of this time period, that we neglect to ever pause to just sit in silence and meditate on the wonder of Christ's birth. And if we're not careful, Christmas can come and go in a flash, and we never take time to simply wonder and worship Jesus. And so that's what we're going to do tonight. We're simply going to sit together beneath the corporate reading of God's word concerning the birth of our Messiah, the saving sovereign of all, and respond to these wonderful truths in song. And all of you who have speaking parts have the pages. I want to give you some instructions. Have the pages where your narration occurs. If you look at the bottom, there's a page number on it. That's very important. Just keep an eye on the slides, which will tell you what page we're currently on, and be prepared for when your part occurs. We'll have runners to give you a microphone when your time comes, time to read comes. So some instructions there. If you have a part, when you see your page number coming up next, so like let's say it's page 2 and you know you have a part on page 3 and you don't have a microphone, what I want you to do is I want you to raise your folder up. There are 3 teams of parts tonight, blue, gray, and orange, right? So if you have a mic and you're giving a part and you see someone holding your color folder up, hand that mic off to them during the transition song that'll happen. So you'll know when you're done reading your part, and you'll see someone holding up your folder that's your color. You're to take your microphone and hand it off to them, okay? And so that should hopefully get the microphones going where they need to go tonight. And there is going to be one point where all of us will speak, so pay attention to the slides for when that shows up there. For everyone else, if you don't have a folder in front of you, I encourage you to simply just sit tonight, sing the songs, and ponder at the wonder of this glorious truth that God the Son became a man to enable men to become sons of God. Tonight, let's behold together the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, by his poverty, might become rich. So this is the reading of the Christmas story. It all begins in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John 1, 14 through 18. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory is of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known."
Let's sing together. Thou dost leave thy throne and thy kingly crown, when thou camest to earth for me. But in Bethlehem's home there was found no room for thy holy nativity. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room. heaven's arches rang when the angels sang, proclaiming thy royal decree. But in lowly birth didst thou come to earth, and in great humility. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Thou camest, O Lord, with a living word that should set thy people free. But with mocking scorn, shall ring and the angels sing at thy coming to victory, let thy voice call me home, saying, yet there is room at my side for thee. My heart shall rejoice for Jesus when thou comest and callest for me.
Luke 1, 5 through 20. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the division of Abijah. And he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Now, while he was serving as priest before God, when his division was on duty, according to the custom of the priesthood, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense, and there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him,
"For your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. He will be great before the Lord, and he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will go before him in spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared."
And Zechariah said to the angel,
"How shall I know this? For I am an old man and my wife is advanced in years."
And the angel answered him,
"I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you, to bring you this good news. And behold, you will be silent and unable to speak until the day that these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time."
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lowly exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, by thy advent.
By the way, whoever's Elizabeth probably needs to raise their folder up at this time. Okay. And the people were waiting for Zechariah, and they were wondering at his delay in the temple. And when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple. And he kept making signs to them and remained mute. And when his time of service was ended, he went to his home. After these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she kept herself hidden, saying,
"Thus the Lord has done for me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among the people."
In the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said,
"Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you."
But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
And Mary said to the angel,
"But how will this be, since I am a virgin?"
And the angel answered her,
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." Behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the 6th month with her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible with God.
And Mary said,
"Behold, I am a servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word."
And the angel departed from her. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry,
"Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord."
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare in room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior. Let men their songs employ, fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains. Repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
And Mary said,
"My soul magnifies the Lord." And my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked on my humble estate, for his spirit servant. For behold, from now on all generations will come to call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled their hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped the servant Israel in remembering of his mercy, as he spoke to other father our fathers and Abraham and to his offspring forever.
And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth. She bore a son, and her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. Matthew 1:18-25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying,
"Do not fear to make Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is not the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins."
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet.
"Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel."
Which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Luke 2:1-7. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and Mary, and gathered all up. together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth.
And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them,
"Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
Hark ahead. Mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing. By highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb, veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity, pleased as man with man to dwell. Jesus, our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, praised with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that men no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give the second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn.
And when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us."
And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
Jesus, no crying he makes.
when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Luke 2:21-38. At the end of the 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord.
Every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord.
And to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord.
A pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons.
Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said,
Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people of Israel.
And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother,
Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed.
And there was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem.
To God be the glory, great things he has done. So lucky the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life an atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done.
Matthew 2, 1 through 2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying,
He who has been born king of the Jews, for we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.
We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding. Gold I bring to crown him again, King forever, ceasing never over us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Frankincense of offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh. Prayer and praising all men, praising, worshiping God on high. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceed. Star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Glorious now, behold him arise, King in thy perfect light.
When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him,
In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet.
And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying,
Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him.
After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them, until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthem sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him on, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring peasant king to own him, the King of kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. Raise, raise the song on high, the virgin sings her lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary.
Matthew 2:13-18. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said,
Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him.
And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet.
Out of Egypt I called my son.
Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah.
A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they are no more.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. despair I bow my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. The peal the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men.
But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying,
Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. For those who sought the child's life are dead.
And he rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, so that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled, that he would be called a Nazarene. Luke 2:40-51. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of the Lord God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem searching for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him,
Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress.
And he said to them,
Why are you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?
And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. John 1:9-13. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give heed to what we say. News, news, Jesus Christ is born today. Ox and ass before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today. Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now we hear of endless bliss. Joy, joy, Jesus Christ was born for this. He hath opened heaven's door, and man is blessed forevermore.
Christ was born for this. Christ was born for this. Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye need not fear the grave. Peace, peace, Jesus Christ was born to save. Calls you on and calls you all to gain his everlasting home. Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the birth of Jesus. We thank you for the wonder and the mystery of what it is, Creator God becoming man. And Father, we thank you that he was born to open heaven's doors, that he was born to triumph over the grave, that he was born to live, to die, to rise again, to establish a living way of salvation in himself. Father, we thank you that a Savior has been born. We thank you for opening our eyes to behold his glory. Help us to spend the rest of today and the rest of this week and the rest of our lives in worship and dedication to him. Thank you, Father, for our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. It's in his name we pray. Amen.